Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Voyage.
Officers, I'm afraid you're a little too late. I already made a mess of your friend back in the alley.
Sorry, get a medic ASAP.
You should get a priest.
Hyena murders. After a 15-year manhunt, one of the longest in U.S. history, police have captured Giomar Corso, 44, as the alleged perpetrator.
When I heard Les died at the hands of the hyena, it was hard to stomach. The first time I thought about the victim's family in a while. Why do the people I start caring about always end up dead? Why can't it be me for a change?
Corso, known to many in venture capitalist circles as being gregarious and a social animal.
One thing I am sure of, Corso's too smart to be caught in the open like this. Seems too sloppy, impulsive. Makes me wonder what the MO is. And I doubt it's because he's suddenly calling it quits.
Serpa, we need to talk.
More like you need to talk. I got questions for you.
I'll send you an address to one of my locations. Come along.
That goes for you too.
My condolences for your loss, Agent Serpa. If we knew, we would have helped your partner. I see my buzzkill serum is wearing off. I'll need to improve my recipe.
Fuck your recipe. What good is your little company if you don't have eyes on Corso when it matters?
Even if we did, getting Corso doesn't detonate the bomb he's built. That's our main focus. Otherwise, we would have gotten him long ago.
Sounds like bullshit to me. You work for Corso, don't you? You look for anyone who wants to get to him, and you send them in circles. Oh, they're none the wiser.
No. I'm telling you the truth. Corso's only a cog in the machine of his own making, but an important one, which is why his capture helps us.
How?
Corso had a misstep. That's rare. He's at his most vulnerable. If you know anything about Corso, he operates in darkness, not in the public eye. With his attention now averted to the headlines.
Question is, what do we really know about Giamar Corso outside of his real estate empire? And how is he able to avoid the police for so long? Money? Privilege? More importantly, did he act alone, or are there more?
It gives us the best opening to hit him while he's down.
So what are you going to do? Ask for my credit card number? Wait around until more people get killed?
We combine our efforts, an all-out ambush on his compound while he's detained. I'm talking ground zero. The last thing he needs is another surprise, and we're going to bring it to him. You said you wanted to save Amy. Now's the time to do it, but I need you.
For what? To have another body to throw in front of you?
You're FBI, remember? I need you to get Corso talking. Ring him out before lawyers can step in. Whatever information he feeds you, you feed me. And we stop this together for good.
That's sensitive intel. I'm supposed to just leak it to you?
It's a sensitive matter, all things considered. Call this number. This is a secure line. Don't forget, many lives are at stake if we mess this up.
Let me find out you're a rat for Corso. I'll interrogate you next. It'll be your life at stake.
What the hell are you banging on the glass for, scumbag?
I would like to have my phone call now, if that's all right by you.
One sec.
Oh, and officer, I'll be sure to make yours hurt the most.
I'm shaking in my boots, sicko.
It's Giamar.
I'm watching the news right now. What happened?
A minor deviation in my plans, but all in due time.
You call this minor? Your name's plastered everywhere like you're the son of Sam.
Please, Doctor, don't insult me by comparing me to a mailman who talked to dogs.
Serial killer image aside, it's only a matter of time they get to me.
Unless you get to them first.
What are you talking about?
You're getting a promotion. You're in charge of following through my final act. While I'm currently indisposed, it's just sooner than I expected.
Hurry up, asshole.
The code to my den is K6483. The code to my desk is located in my copy of Kitab al-Asif.
But what do I...
Stay calm. All your questions will be answered in a special drawer. You said you always wanted power. Now I'm giving it to you. Succeed and we'll celebrate later. Don't. Then, perhaps, when I break free, I'll experiment on you.
What about the little girl, Amy?
Look after her. I have something in mind for her. That will be all, officer. Mind if I get something to eat now? I'm feeling peckish.
All right, everyone's attention up front. By now, you've all seen the news about Corso's capture. I know you're all excited, but I assure you, this isn't where our war ends. This is where we start. Some of you have been with our group for only a short time. Others, we've waited a long time for this moment. Tonight is the moment we've been waiting for. Depending on what's waiting for us, some of you won't see the other side. As a matter of fact, it's a guarantee. But this isn't about any one member making it out alive. It never has been. Shadow Watching was formed as a commune, not for victims or genetic lepers who just want to be human again, but survivors who didn't want to waste away and see it happen again, who sacrificed their lives, their loved ones, their identities, so that one day we can no longer hide, not because we were eradicated, but because we endured, a day where we can live in the sun like everyone else and not be afraid of it. Under the lens of a microscope, you can't classify us as human, but it's our humanity that brought us this far. And if Corso plans on taking that away from us, then he better kill us all. On that note, our target is the private hangars we've been eyeing closely for some time now. As we know, Corso owns several highly guarded locations scattered across different cities, but this one has shown the most activity. Not to mention heavily armed container shipments that have come and gone through a trafficking ring run by Leo Berg. His whereabouts are unknown. Alex, you got a question?
What's in the hangars that's so valuable?
To catch you up to speed, we suspect he's hoarding a bevy of illegals. My guess is they were bought off the black market to be test subjects for gene revision before unleashing them on a major city, Corso's first big invasion. The aim is to expedite the procedure with a new CRISPR technique. Instead of editing one human at a time, it'll be several. Think of a musket being converted to an AK-47.
Sounds big.
I'm sure it'll trend on Twitter. We also have intel that Dr. Parrish, Corso's lead scientist, is attempting to perfect a superior breed, one of which we caught, and she's on the verge of doing it. We want to stop her before she does. As a grim reminder, a single Nox breed equals 10 of ours. If we don't beat them to the punch, we're done for. Lastly, there's speculation that Dr. Parrish is working on a reverse procedure, altering a subject's DNA back into human form. Assuming it's true, and that's assuming, this ambush could change everything as we know it. Good news is, we have the jump on them. That gives us time and the advantage. Final briefing at sundown before we roll out. No one takes a back seat on this one. Until then, keep an empty stomach.
Jean, can I talk to you?
As you can tell, I'm a little busy, Alex.
Just 1 minute.
I'm timing you.
I fully appreciate what you're doing here, but I've only been a part of your group for a split second.
Actually, 113 hours. You're practically a veteran.
I don't feel like one. I don't have it in me to go around hunting like we're out in the wild.
You did fine the other night. What's the problem?
And well, that's because I almost got eaten alive. I haven't felt right since then. I might have had my DNA altered, but this isn't what I am. I don't believe in violence.
Don't believe in violence? Then go. Walk. But before you do, I'm curious. Do you have a family?
Yeah.
Wife? Kids?
Pregnant wife.
If any of those Nox breeds ever reaches your family and rips their guts out, are you going to say, sorry, I don't believe in violence?
Don't talk about my...
Well, what, shrink? You gonna invite me to sit on your couch so we can talk about it? You know what? How about I show up at your home instead and take out your pregnant wife? Just to prove a point. See? It's not that hard. Just remember this. You'll do all right. My time's up. I'll see you in the raid, shrink.
Amy. Everything okay? Seems you didn't eat any of your cookies. Is it all right if I give you a health checkup? I'm gonna shine this little light in your eyes. I promise it won't hurt. Your pupils are extremely dilated. You haven't slept in days, and your body's been tremoring since you got here. These are classic symptoms of adrenal fatigue. The glands get overworked from stress and stop producing cortisol, in case you were curious. It's a pretty uncomfortable feeling. I've been through it many times. Lucky for you, I can give you some medicine to calm the nerves. It only takes a spoonful to take effect. Well, that's not very nice. I was trying to help you, you little fucking bitch. Hold still. I said hold still. Drink it off the floor. Drink it up or I'll feed you to the oven. There we go. Now we understand each other. You know, you're not the only one who's under a lot of stress these days. Take another sip. It'll help you go to sleep. That's it. Go to sleep. It'll all make sense in the end. It's gonna be a beautiful sight.
Sorry to ruin your party. You lost a cop and you're hanging around like it's prom night.
Corso's in interview room 3. He's been,
I know. I can smell him from here. Don't interrupt us.
Agent Serpa, what a pleasure to see you. You have no idea how eager I am to meet you again.
That makes two of us.
Please, take a seat. Unfortunately, I can't offer you a drink. When I get out of here, I'm sure we'll laugh about this.
You killed Noonan in cold blood. You find that funny?
Who's Noonan? Oh, you mean my late-night snack. For the record, his blood was steamy. Not so cold at all. I wouldn't worry, Agent. I showed some decorum. I left enough for his wife and kids to identify. Well, I should say, parts. They can string him up for Christmas. Instead of the lights. Too bad you can't touch me. I know you want to.
There's still time.
My thoughts. Exactly.
I'm surprised you're talking without your lawyers. That's not like you.
It's not every day you're accused of being the hyena. First time for everything.
And it's not every day you get caught eating someone while they're still alive. Sounds barbaric, Mr. Corso.
Don't blame me. Blame our ancestors.
Are you going to tell me where Amy is? Is she still alive? Give me that much.
Why be anticlimactic? Let's get to know each other first before we explore. expose ourselves. Common courtesy. As for my lawyers, I figured they would only get in the way of the proceedings.
You're rejecting legal counsel.
I am my counsel. I wanted to speak with you directly because I feel we have a connection beyond all this police work. I feel like we're related. Blood bond sort of thing. Amy told me a lot about you, albeit I had to really squeeze it out of her. I want to know if what she told me is true.
If I find out you killed her.
Oh, it won't be me killing her. You can count on that.
Better hope to God that's true.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at God, Agent. But that will be worldwide news real soon.
And what's real soon?
Rapture.
Primal is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, and Garrick Dion. Executive produced by Clifford Quarol. Written by Milan Tomasevic, based on the TV pilot Navari Rising by Clifford Quarol. Directed by Garrick Dion, starring Bruce Greenwood as Corso, Veronica Warner as Serpa, and Jonathan Regeer as Alex. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.